FFA week is upon us, and it's not just National FFA that's getting in on all the excitement. The state senate for the state of New York passed a special resolution recognizing the week.
Legislative resolution number 343 by Senator Ritchie, memorializing February 18 to 25, 2017, as FFA week in the state of New York, in conjunction with the observance of National FFA week. And whereas this year's FFA theme is Transform, Purpose to Action, indicating that the future of agriculture is strong, as is the need for healthy and abundant food supply. And whereas by acting together, FFA students believe they can transform the message of agriculture and can continue to educate others on the importance of agriculture, giving back to others, and serving their communities. The FFA organization is dedicated to making a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. And whereas the FFA motto, learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, live to serve, gives us members words to live by. And whereas 2017 marks the centennial anniversary of the Smith-Hughes Vocational Educational Act of 1917, which provided for the existence of the FFA organizations in agricultural education in our nation's high schools. Growing from a handful of students from agricultural classes who came together to form future farmers clubs throughout the country in the 1920s to an FFA membership of 100,000 by 1935. Today, the National FFA organization has more than 610,000 members in more than 7,600 chapters and encompasses all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. In accomplishing its mission, FFA has made a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. Agricultural education in New York affects and instructs students in all parts of the state, and through their efforts, the officers and members of the New York FFA are achieving increased levels of national recognition for themselves and their schools and communities, as well as New York agricultural. It is the custom of this legislative body to recognize and applaud the leaders of commerce and industry whose accomplishments contribute to the economic health and prosperity of the communities of the state of New York and to the quality of life of its people. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this legislative body pauses deliberations to proclaim February 18 to 25, 2017, as FFA Week in the state of New York, and be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution suitably engrossed be transmitted to the Honorable Andrew M. Cuomo, Governor of the state of New York.
Senator Patty Ritchie, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee and a longtime FFA supporter, had some kind words for the FFA members present for the passing of that resolution.
Senator Ritchie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to welcome all the FFA students from across the state here today, including those from my district who are here from Carthage, Governor, Belleville, Henderson, and South Jeff. I have to say, every year I really look forward to FFA Day because I'm so impressed with all of you when you come in. You are really the future of our number one industry in New York State. And I know I'm always surprised when you come in and I see how many of you are not from normal farm families and are exposed to our number one industry just through FFA. But it isn't just that. It's the fact that you're also our future leaders. When you come in, you impress me with your ability to public speak, with your community service, and that's what really makes good leaders for our future. So to all of you, thank you for your hard work. I heard that the FFA chapters are continuing to grow. I look forward next year to seeing more blue coats walking up and down the halls. And for all of us here, we're proud of what you do, proud of the leaders that you're becoming. And once again, this is really one of the special days that I look forward to because of the type of individuals you are. So keep up the good work.
Congratulations to the members of the New York FFA organization and, of course, for FFA members across the country celebrating National FFA Week this month.